176 dead include 63 Canadians. 3 Brits after Boeing 737 crashes in Iran. By Kurt Zindelka on January 8, 2020. 3 British citizens and 63 Canadians are said to be among the dead after a Ukrainian passenger flight crashed minutes after departing from an airport in Iran. Just hours after the rogue regime conducted missile strikes against American military targets in Iraq. A total of 176 people died after a Ukrainian-owned Boeing 737 crashed just 8 minutes after taking off from Imam Khomeini International Airport in Tehran in the early hours of Wednesday morning, killing everyone on board. According to the Ukrainian Minister for Foreign Affairs, the victims by nationality were 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, 11 Ukrainians including the 9 crew, 10 Swedish, 4 Afghans, 3 Germans, and 3 British. The Ukrainian embassy in Iran initially blamed engine failure for the crash and denied any terrorist involvement. However, the embassy later retracted the statement saying that all options are being considered, reports The Telegraph. A commission is working to clarify the causes of the plane crash. Any statements regarding the causes of the accident prior to the findings of the commission are not official, the embassy said in a statement. Ali Abedzadeh, the chief of Tehran's civil aviation organization, said that Iran will not hand over the plane's black box to Boeing, according to Reuters. In response to reports of engine failure, Ukrainian International Airlines, UIA, who operated the Boeing 737 aircraft, said that there was nothing wrong with the plane, which is reported to have been serviced 2 days prior to the crash and was under 4 years old. The aircraft was in good condition. We guarantee the serviceability of our aircraft and the high qualification of our crews, President Abuya Yevgeny Dykhny said in a press briefing. Ali Hashem, a BBC correspondent in the region, tweeted out a video that reportedly shows the plane on fire while still in the air, although the footage has not been confirmed. The UK Foreign Office said in a statement, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of life in the plane crash in Iran overnight. We are urgently seeking confirmation about how many British nationals were on board and will do all we can to support any families affected." So far, airlines from Russia, Ukraine, France and China have suspended flights over Iran and Iraq, in response to the crash. The Boeing 737-800 that crashed over Tehran is a similar airframe to the 737 MAX 8 aircraft, which was grounded last year after the aircraft suffered 2 fatal crashes. The 737-800 is not the exact same aircraft, however, and runs on different software than the beleaguered MAX 8. The fatal plane crash in Iran occurred just hours after the theocratic regime launched over a dozen ballistic missiles against U.S. airbases in Iraq, as a retaliatory strike after American drones killed Iran's terrorist General Qasem Soleimani. So far, it is not clear whether the crash is related to a wider retaliation scheme by Iran, or was a tragic accident. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.